they put the road.
Is that road technically the dividing point, or is the dividing point the ditch?
Right.
Because I can kind of remember what Paul's talking about, and I think way back when it was the ditch line to the north was bluegrass, and everything else was south, because bluegrass didn't need that road in there. It's not our jurisdiction, and we don't plow that road, correct? Or do we? Do we plow that road, Jim? We do plow that road.
And we mow it.
And we mow that ditch.
The plowing of the road in the wintertime for both was just a verbal agreement with the county.
Yeah.
That the city would take over snow plowing.
Well, then I can tell you how this is going to play out. So if that's the case, and we plow those two roads, then it's $10,000 a time we plow it. We're going to get our money back, one way or another.
Well, I think
our agreement is we don't do the gravel north then.
Yep, they do.
They take care of that for us, because since they already have the truck out there, we don't mess with that. The gravel and they come down to Telegraph.
The gravel north that comes out on
by Todd Schmitz, you know where those two houses are in our city limits, right past Todd Schmitz?
Yeah.
Right there, all the way to 145th, past Egolf, now the Egolf's in the city limits, they plow all that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a share.
Do they really plow it?
Yeah, they do.
So, I pulled the dump truck out of the ditch out there because we were plowing it?
No. The gravel.
Oh, just the gravel.
Just the gravel. We don't go on the gravel. They take care of the gravel.
Bluegrass Auto North.
Right.
Yeah, and then west of Prairie Woods.
Yeah. No.
Yep. There's
we take care of the concrete. We go to just pass back.
Well, I think there's some investigation. I think there's some looking into it, and maybe even something we need to get an engineer and our attorney in it, and either that or meet with her and figure out where we're at. But before we set a meeting to meet with her, I think we need to have our ducks in a row and make sure that we're actually responsible.
Okay.
And that let's check the legality on it first.
Okay.
I think it's the best thing to do.
I'd have to see a set of plans that they've got. How did they base their estimate?
They've got
a set of plans, and they should have legal property ownership.
You know, either that or we tell them, okay, do your part, and we'll put our part out for bid and see what we come up with for numbers. Either way, I don't know. I mean, I can't believe they're going to do anything more than go out there and mill that. I can't believe that 1.5 miles is going to cost $900,000, because I'm assuming all they're going to do is go out and mill it off and re-asphalt it. That would be my thought process. I don't know what their plan is, because I haven't seen any plans.
Right.
For a road that obviously there's nothing wrong with. And then I'm going to go tell Joe Citizen in Bluegrass, oh, by the way, the city's going to be $450,000, but we're not going to put any more, you know, hard surface street, or what we in the profession we call white top, which is concrete streets, in front of any places. And, you know, we've done our due diligence with the ceiling and making our streets look decent, but those two streets I don't think are in bad enough shape that they need to have anything done with them, even in 5 years. You know, that's just an opinion. So what I would like is I would like you to get a hold of Mike Janicek.
Yeah, Jim can.
And get with him on it, and then I want to know exactly and get maps or whatever out and find out exactly what is our responsibility and if we have any responsibility of those roads. Now, I'm going by what Paul Barnes has said, which I kind of remember a little bit of that, whether or not that road is actually ours and whether or not it's just a county road that we've traded favors, so to speak, on the plowing and the maintaining of it. And my opinion would be the maintaining of the grass and everything. To me, I want a nice looking town when people come into it. So, you know what, it's worth the mowing to me. But not $450,000 worth of street that we don't have the money for. And in 2031, we're not going to have money for it. Because yesterday, Congress and Senate just recessed after they have done another proposed $20,000 tax relief for residents in the state of Iowa. So, you know, it seems like we're losing money because of what the state and counties are doing. And we're, and it's not just us. I mean, everybody's in the same boat, but, you know, we're trying to do the things we're trying to do and try to keep the equipment we need and things of that nature. And everybody's coming along and saying, here, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do, and you're going to pay this, and you're going to pay that. And you know, I would like to see the city start putting money away, because at some point we are going to have to do something with telegraph, one way or another. But we can't be putting money away for telegraph if the county's going to come in and force us to spend $450,000 for 1.5 miles of road that they're not telling us what they're going to do. Are they going to go in and hard surface it, aka concrete? Are they going to go in there and mill it and then asphalt it? Are they going to go in there and grind it and tar and rock chip it? You know, are they going to what they call cold in place, which means they'll go in there, grind the road up, lay it back down, then lay a layer of asphalt on top of it? I don't know what they're doing, because they haven't given us any plans or kept in communication with us. But before we make a decision to meet with engineer, I think we need to know exactly where we're at and what is our responsibility.
Okay. We are putting $10,000 a year set aside, and that's tough for future street improvements.
Sure.
We can't get the Scott County Board of Supervisors out here to...
Well, here's my thought process is, let's see exactly where we're at, and then we'll move forward, baby step forward. Obviously, if it's 2030 before it's going to go out for bid, we got some time to antagonize people, so to speak, as I put it. But I'm telling you this, and it's on tape. If you want to see something despicable, go to a county board of supervisors meeting. And that's all I got to say. I went, pretty much was kicked in the teeth, and was not given the opportunity to speak. In fact, I was told I could not speak. And every one of them we elected. So there you go. Okay, comments for future agenda items. Now that I'm done with my rant.
This kind of goes with the 519 kind of court and how concrete's cracking. How Andy put the message on every week about, you've got curbs, please put your cans back. I walk over half the streets around me, half the people still aren't doing it. Can you just change the verbiage maybe? Maybe put that part first, you know? If you got curbs, please put your garbage cans out on the street instead of any grass. You know, you put it in there already, but it's after, don't forget Monday, or Monday is garbage only. And if you have, that's fine. They just switched around something though, or highlight it or something.
I can't highlight it.
Okay.
It won't let you highlight.
You put first print. In bold print, the first sentence. If you have curbs, please put
Facebook
your curbs
Facebook doesn't
in.
Let you bold.
What's that?
Well, it was brought to my attention last week that the city of Bluegrass is asking residents to put their garbage cans out on the curb so that they could be picked up. And then what was brought to my attention was, how come we can set them out there and put them the 3 feet apart that they're requiring, and then our garbage cans are laying down in the street, or they're laying in the grass, or my wheels are missing off my garbage can, or like the gentleman from Republic's, I can't understand why we're going through so many garbage totes in Bluegrass. Well, it's because your drivers are not being careful about what they're doing, and people are getting upset.
Well, this is something Lonnie told me years ago. If you got curbs, you know, those big heavy trucks drive right on that curb, put them in the street.
That's it, that's exactly. And when I leave for work on Monday mornings, I would say that everything north of me
is in the street.
They're in the street, and they do a pretty good job in the street. By the end of the day, and last week, my wife sent me a picture of it. Our garbage can was laying across the sidewalk. And it's like, okay, the kids walk that sidewalk every day.
Yeah.
And someone evidently must have got upset about it being across the sidewalk, because by the time I got home, it's in the street. So, I mean, I get it, and yeah, you're absolutely right about it, but I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the garbage company as well.
Yeah.
And I complain, and they'll go to the driver. Like one time, just from Moselle Street, there was 19 garbage carts down. So I called him right away. I said, you want to know why these carts are being ruined? I said, I literally watched the driver bring the arm down and just dropped it. Mm-hmm. So they looked at the camera, and he did get in trouble for that. They said he will not be back in Bluegrass.
Well, this is a different thing. This is obviously they're doing terrible jobs, mm-hmm. but let's put it out on the streets so it's not going to damage our curbs. Okay. I thought maybe just switch it up, put it in
well, gold. Well, here's the other one. I put mine out in the street. You know, there's my end of my driveway. The back wheels are right by the end, and it's out there. I had a neighbor come over and pull it back onto my driveway because it was in the street. I said, we want it in the street because the wheels of the garbage truck. We don't want them on the edge.
Yeah, but that garbage truck, when it pulls up next to it, it's got an arm that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So it can swing out pretty far.
So
I think
can
it's
have it
like,
on the edge of my drive?
Yeah, you can have it, especially when you don't have curb and gutter. The issue is the curb and gutter getting broke or destroyed by the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, that arm can shoot out the side of that machine and pick that garbage can up.
Yeah, I don't set mine in the road. I just set them up next to the edge and they pick them up.
Yeah, you don't have a curb.
Huh?
You don't have a curb to worry
well,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll try and stop them.
Thank you. I can say, our street, Lampier, and
okay.
Me and Tim, I walked there the other day, and most of them weren't.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Not as mine, I'm laying in the street.
Yeah.
Not in the parking lane.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Myers, talk to you about maybe some overtime here when school gets out. Some of the...
I have a meeting coming up with him, and that's one of the topics, yes.
Is this radar machine the portable unit?
That's supposed to be getting out too, yes.
He's charging it.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.